Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Around 2 p.m. in the Southland, we are broadcasting live. The City of Downey, Bastards Canteen, a veteran Zay Bash, Mason and Ireland with Andy Kamenetsky. Live imaging, too, because Mason requested it.
I want live imaging on the show
as much
as possible.
I'm trying to rest a little bit. At the end of the year, I'm trying to rest.
Yeah, no, no. You've been kind of just like...
Well, I've had 3 days off this year while you've had 17 weeks. I think I'm
it's all
I'm
on
owed,
paper. It's all on a piece of paper.
I'm owed a little bit of time.
Yeah, you are.
A little bit of
you,
time. We got Andy. We got a jar of Tiza here. This is Banging Black Cherry.
Nice.
Tiza, of course, sponsor of the Bet LA with Indina Marks tonight, 8 p.m. on 710. You want?
I'm aware of that now.
Yeah, no, I've been dipping. I used to
take
dip.
A pouch.
Did you ever dip? Like,
no.
This is herbal packages, right. Pouches, and it's got little caffeine. Little.
I tried, like, when I was young, tried dipping once. I thought it was disgusting.
But this isn't tobacco.
I know
this
that.
This is delicious.
He just asked me.
I did.
Don't throw him off, man.
Because I used to dip when I was working around baseball.
Were you?
Yeah. And but I know a lot of people that got sick on the real dip. This dip is really good. It's
so just
pizza.
Put it under your cheek.
Put it between your cheek and gum, and you get a delicious flavor.
There we go. That does actually.
Yeah, that's nice. All right, so we got a little Dodger news. Today's the day that teams make their qualifying offers, which Bergman, you say is like
$19.65 million,
and the Dodgers have currently made offers to.
To Trey Turner and Tyler Anderson, but not Clayton Kershaw.
Now, what's interesting about that is, first of all, I think Kershaw is going to wind up staying with the Dodgers for less. I don't think Kershaw is going to go to Dallas or play for the Rangers the way some people think. In the case of Trey Turner, obviously he's going to punt on that qualifying offer because he's going to sign a contract worth $350 or $400 million. So
there was one thing about this. So if you decline the qualifying offer, so Trey Turner or Tyler Anderson decline it to go be a free agent,
right.
The Dodgers would then receive draft pick compensation for it.
When they sign somewhere else.
Yes, that's why you offer up the qualifying offer.
Now, Tyler Anderson's an interesting case. Now, a lot of people think, and Tyler Anderson obviously had an all-star season for the Dodgers, pitched really, really well for him, arguably should have pitched game 3 of that series with the Padres instead of game 4, because I thought he gave them their best chance to win. But he is probably not going to accept that qualifying offer because I think now he's going to get looked at as a 2 or a 3 year contract kind of guy.
See, I think he's interesting just in the sense that this is a career best year for him. He had been a journeyman.
Yep.
So like the idea of whether or not teams around the league are going to consider what he did an outlier. Like, is this actually who Tyler Anderson is? Or did he have a career best year? I don't know if I want to take that chance in terms of a commitment. So I think in his case, it's a little bit of a risk, even coming off this type of
season.
To
not accept the qualifying offer.
Yeah.
Because $19 million is probably more than he's going to get on a per-year basis on a multi-year deal. But I still think he's probably, don't you think, Bergman, going to get a multi-year deal or 2 or 3 years?
Yeah,
deal?
I mean, he could probably get 2-3 years for $15 million, which is better than the 1 year.
He owes the Dodgers a thank you note.
He does, but it's because of them. So I could see him coming back, though. I could see them giving him the qualifying offer and then giving him an actual contract.
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years, 40 million, or not even, probably 40,
nah,
30 40. Million, 35.
2 years, 30 million, something
yeah,
like that.
Somewhere
yeah,
somewhere around there. Sure,
yeah,
because
stretch it out.
He's 32. He's a little bit older.
Now, isn't something supposed to happen with JT today, or is that not today?
Yeah, it's today. They have to decide on JT today.
Whether or not they're going to pick up his option, which I think is around $16 million.
Yeah, it's right around there. So they have to decide on that, but they still want to bring him back one way or the other, even if they don't pick that up.
So I guess the question is, and this goes a little bit to Kershaw as well, do you believe in legacy contracts? In other words, based on everything you've done for an organization, do you give a contract to Justin Turner, to Clayton Kershaw?
Well, this is what's interesting with Kershaw, is they've already given him one.
Correct.
Kershaw's actually already had a legacy deal. And remember, he was coming off a worse season when they gave him one, but it was an acknowledgement of everything that Clayton Kershaw's done as a Dodger, what he's meant to the franchise. And I think stuff like that does matter, actually, when you're talking about lifers. And, you know, Clayton Kershaw, you're looking for that guy to be a lifer. He is arguably the best pitcher of his generation, much less, you know, you could say he's the best pitcher in Dodgers history. But what I think is interesting, though, is just the idea of how many of those do you actually do? See, and then in the case of someone like Turner, you know, you're seeing the signs of the age with Justin Turner.
Yes.
So how much money, how long of a deal in terms of legacy? Because he's not a lifer. He actually reinvigorated his career
right
with the Dodgers. Like when the Dodgers got Justin Turner, it's not like people were like, whoa, oh, wow, they got Turner.
Right.
That was like a, eh. No, nobody really even noticed.
And I'll tell you, here's the thing about it's sort of unfair to lump Clayton Kershaw in with Justin Turner. I was just pulling up. Turner batted .278, 13 homers, 81 RBIs. Respectable year. I mean, sure. down from his best. Kershaw, 12-3 and a .228 ERA. He's still better than most pitchers in Major League Baseball.
He is, but with Kershaw, though, there's always those concerns about health. And there's always
well, you just know he's only going to start 20 games for you.
Still, but I mean, but you still have to think about that in terms of just the money that's being allotted, how long of a deal, that sort of thing. Like, I'll just say, I don't really care about paying Kershaw as long as it's reasonable. If it's legacy, whatever. His legacy matters with the Dodgers.
Right.
But, like, look, you can compare this in certain respects to the Lakers and LeBron. Like, LeBron, in a lot of ways, is being, I think, treated like a legacy guy in terms of potentially finishing his career.
Sure, that extension,
with
yeah.
the Lakers, even though you know you're not going to get the best of LeBron, certainly by the time this current contract ends, whether it's next season or if he opts in. But a lot of that is about legacy and wanting LeBron to retire as a Laker.
And realistically, I don't think he's going to. I don't think LeBron is going to retire as a Laker. Do you?
Well, I mean, it depends on
how. I mean, what is LeBron thinking right now? We're 2-9.
I think in certain respects, he's thinking, I knew what I signed up for.
Yeah, I know, but didn't you expect more? I mean, just looking at the game last night, you would look at it and say, yeah, the Lakers don't have enough good players.
Right.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And, you know, I've said all along, especially in this day and age in the NBA, to sign a bunch of players who can't shoot is a ridiculous concept.
And he extended after seeing the roster without a bunch of guys that could shoot.
Right.
I think.
But did he know it was going to go this
I don't
sideways?
Think he thought it would go this bad. But at the end of the day, I mean, when LeBron joined the Lakers, they were in disarray. This LeBron cares about winning. I want to make sure people don't understand me. I think he cares about winning. But joining the Lakers was a lifestyle, in some ways a transitioning into the next part of my, you know, professional life.
Right.
Which in a lot of ways is playing out right now in real time as a player. It's about his kids being settled and turning into basketball prospects in its own right. Like, there's a lot more than just the basketball. And I'm not saying that as a criticism. I'm
right.
saying it's reality.
Yeah, I just didn't expect it to be 2-9. I did not expect us to be this bad.
I didn't either.
I didn't expect there to be so little hope so early in the season.
But you had to expect, though, that there could be a struggle. Maybe not this bad, but a struggle. And I think, you know, if we could expect this, LeBron's not stupid. He can expect it.
Yeah, yeah. What
you're,
is the roster?
You're on your, like, third legacy contract with us, right?
Am I?
I think so, right?
Third legacy deal?
Corporate Greg?
Yeah, I think it's about right.
Third
I mean,
legacy
the
contract?
The next one would be another legacy one.
Oh, another legacy
another
deal.
One,
wow.
Yeah. Will you do another one? Will you do another third?
Of course.
Third?
Really?
Yeah. I like working here.
Maybe it's time to freshen things up.
I have fun working
here.
Do you think Ireland will?
Oh, no. That's look, I'll stay. You guys don't have to keep me. That's the way I view it.
Okay.
You don't have to keep me, but I would like to stay. I'd like.
Maybe Mace. Why don't we try Mace in the Morning Zoo?
Mace in the Morning Zoo.
Yeah. Mace.
Done it. Did it.
Would you do it again?
Go back to mornings?
Would you want to see Greg and I's face at 5 a.m. every morning?
Bergman, would you go to morning drive?
5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning.
No?
Because, by the way, right now we've got a tremendous – I mean, you
– It's a joke. I'm
you're
doing
trying to You're trying to replace Keyshawn with me?
I'm an employee of Keyshawn.
I thought
– no,
yeah, you are – you're Keyshawn's valet.
I'm just throwing out a bit here.
Yeah.
We're trying to liven things up a little bit. We're on
remote. I like doing mornings. I had fun doing mornings, yeah.
Would you do time checks with me, like 7:35?
7:35. Hey, Mace in the morning.
Would you do traffic?
Traffic and weather together.
Oh, yeah.
On the ones. Traffic and weather together on the ones.
That might be a little redundant for the sports radio audience.
Traffic and weather together at the ones is good.
Yeah, not bad. But you know what I really like? I like that Andy somehow took the Dodger conversation about legacy and changed it into basketball.
I want to give him the benefit
of the doubt. And NBA.
I sort of changed it to that. Oh, no, you did.
No, he did. No,
you stole it.
You hijacked
it and turned it into an NBA conversation.
But I always think it's interesting when you can make these cross comparisons between great franchises and great players who are part of it.
Right.
Sure.
I think it's a reasonable point.
It is a reasonable point.
What are you
having?
Why are you attacking the co-host today?
Slee was one of them. Ireland does the same thing. He can flip anything to Lakers at any point. Doesn't matter what you're talking about.
Well, you can always make an analogy about the Lakers.
Sure, absolutely. But then it turns into a Lakers conversation.
Look, I can make anything
into
anything.
It's not bad.
To be totally honest. I can make any conversation in any conversation.
You can go back to the warehouse music story.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. The warehouse store.
I mean, who's covered more ground in this first hour than me? Come on.
Oh, we're still in hour one? I thought we were almost done.
Right. Are we? Is hour one over?
We're past hour one. We're actually in the second.
It flew by.
By the way, I see a Wilding t-shirt out there.
Is there a Wilding t-shirt?
Wilding.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
Wilding. There it is.
We are in the city of Downey, 11045 Downey Avenue. Come on down. The Veterans Day Bash going all night tonight in the city of Downey till 10 p.m.
Yes.
Sedano and Cappy will be here at 4 p.m.
Nice.
You guys are twerking at around 3:55.
The twerk off.
You gonna stretch before?
Yeah, I'm gonna stretch.
You are?
I am. I'm gonna stretch out because I mean, especially muscles I don't use that often.
Do you stretch the glutes?
You gotta
stretch your ass. Essentially, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Andy, theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. You don't need to go there. All right, coming up next.
It is still theater of the mind. Everybody's envisioning it now.
Yes,
that is true.
Coming up next, Anita Marks is going to join us. She is the host of Bet LA every Thursday night here on 710 ESPN. We are live from Bastards Canteen in downtown Downey for the 247th Marine Corps birthday. Mason in Ireland, Andy in for John, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
In Ireland, yeah! 2:15 in the Southland. We are broadcasting live. The city of Downey. Bastards Canteen. 247th Marine Corps birthday. Veterans Day Bash. Going until 10 o'clock tonight in the city of Downey. It officially starts in about 45 minutes here. It's going to start popping off.
Is that right?
It's going to be popping.
We haven't started yet. We're starting in 45 minutes. The countdown's on?
Well, that's when the event starts in Downey.
Got it.
We got you here a little early to warm it up.
Because they've got this entire area, beer garden and all kinds of stuff involved here. Live music.
Bastards has got the barbecue pit in the back.
Yeah,
the barbecue's
nice.
Amazing.
I saw our Ben, who was here earlier, ordered a plate of ribs. Like,
they look so good.
It looks so good. And such.
You going to go for the ribs after?
I'm thinking.
Yeah?
I'm thinking.
Those were like Flintstone ribs.
Yeah. Is Anita standing by? Anita Marks is with us right now for the host of Bet LA. Anita, how are you?
Oh, don't you recall? We renamed it. Bet Against LA. Remember?
Yes,
you did that last week.
and you have successfully done that. By the way, Anita's brought to you by Tiza. Get more focus and energy in your daily life with Tiza nutrient pouches. Visit TizaEnergy.com. Make your mouth happy. Use code ESPNLA25 for 25% off your first purchase. Now, Anita, you hooked me up with some Tiza, right?
I sure did. Hopefully, maybe. I mean, did they overnight it to you? Have you received it yet?
I have not received it yet. I was not in urgent need, but I bought it. Previously online. So, Anita, I was explaining to these people, that the reason why I only have 5,000 mythical dollars is because of you. I have made. We started with 100. I've made bets based on your advice, and I'm losing. Now you are doing it well. You are doing it right. You are betting on things like second half overs and third quarter unders and stuff like that. That is far above my pay grade. What's that?
So what have you
been
doing?
Betting games. Betting games. You told me pick the Niners that week. I picked the Niners that week. They lost. Mm-hmm. But you though. And I was listening to you last week. You are in the details of this. When did you start gambling officially?
Oh, boy. How much time do we have? So, quick story. When I was a young girl, I spent a lot of time with my grandfather, and my grandfather used to gamble every Sunday. And so, like, at age, like, 10, 11, 12, we'd sit and put together, like, one of those yellow legal pads of all his bets.
Right.
And I would call the bookie and put them in on Sunday morning. So at like the age of like 10, 11, 12, I was talking, I was buying points.
You're running numbers?
You were running numbers for Grandpa?
Yeah, that's how it all started. And then when I got on the radio, business, I thought everybody gambled. And so program directors, general managers were coming into my studio and saying, "What are you doing? Like, you can't, that's illegal. You can't talk about gambling." I was like, "Everybody gambles." And so now, come full circle, here I am on with you guys every week talking about gambling, and I'm getting paid to do it. God bless America.
That is pretty incredible, like running numbers at a kid. When did you come to realize, like, okay, I understand all this? Like, when I really understand how sports gambling works.
Again, I was born into it. Like, my it's what my grandfather and I did when I was a kid, so it just comes natural to me. So I don't, you know, it's a great question. I wish I had an answer for you. It's like, I don't know anything else, right? Like I grew up around this. So
my aunt Madge used to run numbers.
You had an aunt Madge?
Madge. Aunt Madge ran numbers in Philly for the mob.
Her and I would be best friends.
Used to go door to door and get the numbers and all that stuff. And sometimes my mom would go along with her. Here's my mom, little girl, walking along as Aunt Madge waddled down the sidewalk to go to the next house and the next house after that. So we have a long – and by the way, these people are all dead, so I can talk about it. So
Maureen – better be if they were connected.
Maureen, who is my mom's niece, Madge's daughter, married Dickie DeFalco, who is in the mob, and then Dickie DeFalco disappeared at some point. That's how far back I go in terms of gambling, Anita.
Wow. All right, that's quite frightening. My story's not as dangerous.
Not as dangerous. All right, no. So we're going to start out with the Rams because you always pick against them. How much do you put against the Rams this week, given that you're Anita Marks and it's bet against L.A.?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I'm glad I'm on with you guys because I'm going to have to talk about the Rams at some point in time. What are you hearing about Matthew Stafford and this concussion? So go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, we talked to Sean yesterday, and he says it's still possible that he plays. And he also says that he's not sure if Stafford is out, whether he would go with Bryce Perkins, who's more of a mobile guy, or John Wolford, who's more of a traditional backup. But I think if you're asking whether Stafford is going to play, I'd say it's jump ball right now.
Yeah, so I'm not playing a side here. If anything, I'll play the under because, you know, we know, you know, this is a solid Rams defense. You know, so that's probably how I'd roll. You know, Rams defense, they're only allowing opponents to get into their red zone less than 3 possessions in a game. So, and as we know, this Cardinals offense has been struggling a little bit different with Hopkins, but I'm intrigued with the Hopkins-Jalen Ramsey matchup. What I'm really intrigued about as well is Kyren, am I pronouncing that properly? Williams?
Kyren Williams, the running back from Notre Dame.
Man, listen, I've got him stashed away on my fantasy teams.
Smart.
So, man, unleash the beast, please. Enough
Kyren
already.
Williams.
Like, get him off IR. You have no running attack at all. Get rid of Akers. Get rid of Henderson. Like, let's see what Williams can do. Unleash him. Let's go. Let's go,
yeah,
Sean. What are
you
waiting for?
And I'm the same. Cut loose. If Stafford can't play, cut loose with Bryce Perkins. Let's see what he can do. We got a shaky offensive line. We are on our fourth combination of offensive linemen. Why not put in a more mobile guy who can run a little bit and create some lanes to be able to generate positive? Why not wildcat snap? I mean, all that kind of stuff. I think that a guy like Bryce Perkins sort of opens McVay's playbook. I'd love to see him play Perkins if Stafford can't go.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep an eye on that. I appreciate it. Again, yeah. I'm not playing a side here until I know what's going on with Stafford. Right now, the Rams are favored by 1.5. The over-under is 40.5. And again, solid Rams defense. Cards offense been struggling. So I for me, the play is the under here, but I haven't gone to the window yet with this one.
How are you feeling right now with the Chargers going up north, taking on the Niners? But Garoppolo, it seems like he's – believe it or not, considering everything that went on this offseason, the Niners really trying to get rid of him, kind of solidifying this team. It seems like there's actually some confidence growing in Garoppolo.
Listen, I'll use the word shocked. Well, maybe I shouldn't. Listen, when a team gives up the world to move up and draft, you know, Trey Lance where the 49ers drafted him, I think that there's an obligation to a front office to go to him sooner than not. But everything that I've heard about Lance, Trey Lance, was that he's just not ready for the NFL, right? Like North Dakota State, subpar competition, game moves too fast, uber athletic, but not ready. And so, you know, it just so happened. It's unfortunate he got injured, but I have a lot of futures bets out there that the 49ers did not make it to the postseason because Trey Lance was their starting quarterback. Now with Jimmy Garoppolo, this team's dancing to the beat of a different drum, like, especially with all these weapons. I don't know about you guys. I can't wait to see what this 49ers offense looks like coming off of a bye with C-Mac, Christian McCaffrey, along with Deebo Samuel, along with George Kittle, along with Brandon Ayuk, along with. Is it champagne problems for Kyle to have so many weapons?
Yeah, right? Niners fan right in front of us, but and Jorge, our board op, is a big Niners. Can't stand Woo. The Niners. Cannot stand the Niners. But they're -7. Would you lay the points?
No, I think the points are a lot. You know, even though this Chargers team is working with a skeleton crew, and again, you guys are in LA. I'm not. Keenan Allen, is he back? Gotta love what you see from Palmer. I think Eckler is going to have a hard time running the football. This 49ers defense, they're pretty great against the run. Running backs are only averaging 3.29 yards per carry against them. And as we know, Eckler has been the straw that has stirred that Chargers offensive drink. So I just think 7 is a lot. So again, I'm staying away from a side here. My favorite bet in this matchup is a prop bet, and it's Christian McCaffrey over rushing and receiving yards. That total has not hit yet, but I want to believe it's somewhere around 104, 106.5. I want to believe that that's where it's going to hit. And I'm going to play the over here. I think Christian McCaffrey is just going to explode on this Chargers defense, ranked 31st in the NFL against the run.
All right, another dynamic night for Amazon Prime. Thursday Night Football. At some point, the return policy you've got to ask about. Atlanta at Carolina. I've got Carolina +2.5 in this game. Atlanta, I guess, is technically leading the AFC South, but not very good. Where are you on this game?
So, you know, as you said, I play a lot of first quarter, first half. This is one of those games that you want to do that. Okay, Carolina has scored 0 touchdowns in the first quarter. Carolina has only scored 3 touchdowns in 50 first half drives. And teams have ran over 110 more plays than the Carolina Panthers offense. Meanwhile, Atlanta, 5th best in first down and touchdown rate, and they're scoring on almost 40% of their drives. So, And as we saw, the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Mixon just go, you know, bananas against their rush defense. And that's what it like. This game just plays so well. It just matches up so well for Atlanta, right? Because what they like to do is run the football. Cordarrelle Patterson is back for them as well. So I've got Atlanta -3. I'm playing Atlanta -3, period. I'm playing Atlanta minus one in the first quarter. I'm playing Atlanta minus 1.5 in the first half. And I'm playing Atlanta over 23.5 team total points tonight. I think they just absolutely destroy Carolina in the rushing game.
All right, tomorrow, USC hosting Colorado. The over-under currently at 34.5.
No, the line is minus 34.5.
Excuse me.
I know. One would think, right? It's so big, you'd think that it was an over-under.
That is the line?
That is a really
big
line.
That's the line, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I assume that was the over-under with Colorado just basically not being able to score. Okay, what do you do with a line that is that big, Anita?
This is what you do. You play USC team total over. So I think Caleb Williams is going to come out and toss maybe 5 touchdowns. You know, this is a USC team. We know they average 40 points to begin with. And this is a Colorado defense that is just absolutely anemic. 130th in scoring defense in what they allow opponents to do. So, also, they allow opponents to rush for almost 250 yards per game. So I would play, first of all, I like the over at 65.5. I like the over in the game. And I like USC team total over. And again, that hasn't hit the board yet, but I would imagine it comes in somewhere around 45 or 48.
I still cannot believe that's the line.
That's a big line. UCLA is minus 19.5 at the Rose Bowl against Arizona. Where are you on that?
I'm on the under here. I think this might be a UCLA team, guys, that's looking ahead to USC, right?
Right.
So I'm and the under is a pretty big number here. It's 77. And also this is an Arizona defense, and they are last in all of college football in rushing defense. So Charbonnet, I love to pronounce his name. He's probably going to rush for, I don't know, 500 rushing yards tomorrow. Yeah, they play tomorrow, right? So I'm going over rushing yards for Charbonnet, and also because I think they're going to eat up the clock as well. So, and I'm going to go under 77. That's how I'm playing it.
Okay, look into your crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
And next Saturday at the Rose Bowl, it's SC UCLA. We're all amped up for this thing. What do you there may be a futures line. What is the line, or what do you project the line to be next Saturday?
I think a lot of points are going to be put up in this game. What do I project? I think USC, I believe, is going to be favored, but I don't think by a lot. I think UCLA is going to get, I don't know, maybe 5.5 points. I think UCLA is going to get the points. But I like the over in this matchup. I think this is going to be a real
they
fun game
score.
To watch.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Nita Marks, don't forget, Bet LA is tonight, right after Rams All Access at 8 o'clock. And thanks for coming on, Anita, as always.
I just had the teaser, Bangin' Black Cherry. Anita,
ooh,
it's good stuff.
I know, it's delicious.
Also, really quick, at around 4 o'clock, there's a scheduled twerk-off between Steve Mason and Scott Kaplan, Sedano and Kaplan.
Ooh. My money's on Sedano.
No,
I've known Sedano since he was a young pup.
Sedano could twerk too if we needed it.
Yeah, yeah, Sedano's got
so you like Sedano
he's
or
Latino.
Kaplan
he
over
Mace. He definitely has moves.
All right. Hey, Anita, we'll be listening tonight. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, guys. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
All right. Anita Marks there. Bet LA is on tonight. We love Anita. Don't forget, coming up for you in about 10 minutes, we got Bobcat. In the meantime, I want to ask you about movie stars when we come back.
Okay.
Movie stars, Andy. ESPN LA and Subaru have teamed up to recognize and award a student, scholar, athlete $2,500 in cash. For all you high school coaches and parents, nominate your child or student who has excelled in the classroom and on the field. They need to be a high school senior with a 3.2 grade point average or better and playing a sport. Go to ESPNLA.com. That's ESPNLA.com to make your reservation today. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. We are live from downtown Downey to celebrate the 247th Marine Corps birthday and Veterans Day at Bastards Canteen, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Oh, we're playing the Village People. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
I mean, for Veterans Day, Jorge, we should play in the Navy, frankly. But I mean,
yeah. I just took a picture with a Niners fan. What's your name again, sir? Rory. Rory's a Niners fan, dressed head to toe in Niners gear.
Oh, here's a gentleman.
Oh, there's another Niners. What the hell is going on? Why do we have all the Niner fans?
Who do you want to show up?
Do we have Rams fans here? All right, so we got Rams fans in the house. There you go. I got to balance that.
Oh, that's breaking news.
Breaking news. We have some breaking news. According to Jack Harris of the Los Angeles Times, the Dodgers have announced they have declined Justin Turner's $16 million club option. That means they will pay him his $2 million buyout, making him a free agent. They are expected to still try and re-sign him on a new deal. Andrew Friedman said it's a priority to bring him back.
A priority to bring him back, but not to pick up the $16 million.
Well, this is the difference. Remember, we were talking about earlier when it comes to legacy contracts.
Yep.
And a guy like Clayton Kershaw, who you might pay above market value because he's Clayton Kershaw. Justin Turner's meant a lot to this organization, but he's not a legacy guy.
I think Justin Turner has more home runs than any Dodger in postseason history.
Is that possible? He's tied with Corey Seager.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been great. Don't get me wrong.
He could have passed him if he hit one in this last postseason.
Exactly. If he hit at all.
Well, yeah, he needed to get a hit, period.
Yeah,
not that you're better or anything.
In that NLDS. Morales?
Well, we're broadcasting. We didn't get to do
breaking
news.
Let's just
We break in. When news breaks out, we break in.
Do your big thing.
Live imaging Thursday.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live from the city of Downey, downtown Downey, Bastards Canteen.
Woo, woo, woo.
Come on out. Party with us. Press the flesh. We're going to be here until 7 p.m. Sedano and Cappy coming up at 4. We've got the twerk off with Mace and Cappy around 3:55.
I don't even know what to do with that.
Now, we're about 30 minutes away from this thing officially getting going. 3 p.m. right here.
3 p.m. is the grand opening?
Starts. That's when it kicks off.
Nice.
And it goes till 10 p.m. tonight. 21 and over. It's a party.
Yes.
And last year, remember, we left early. I left early, and it really got going.
So I left early, and then I listened, and it was crazy.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to stay a little bit later, maybe eat some of the ribs?
I may injure myself doing the torque off. I may, yeah.
You think there's going to be an injury?
I may be in a cast by the time this is over.
We should have arranged for Dr. Clapper to
be. Dr. Clapper would have been very useful. If I knew we were doing a torque off, I would have prepared. Okay.
Is it going to be a party-party-o-party?
Party-party-o-party. That's more when Cappy gets here.
Oh, that's a Cappy thing. Okay.
You know, Andy's giving us warehouse music stories.
But I like the party-party-o-party.
Yeah, warehouse music stories.
Look, you asked why that guy hates us.
By the way,
I told
and
you
then
why.
He gave
I
got 5 minutes on the warehouse.
All Andy has done is gotten picked on today. Do you feel picked on?
I mean,
By the way, I just noticed your shirt.
Yeah.
That's going up on Twitter. He's got the Genco Olive Oil Godfather.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Good reference.
I come out here to Downey. I look to pay tribute to the Marines.
Yes.
I'm getting picked on because my brother took a job at the warehouse under false pretenses. What does that have to do with me?
So would Brian be like a Fredo in that situation?
Brian is Fredo. You broke my heart. All right,
that guy wants to take Brian out on the boat like Fredo.
Exactly.
These things happen.
Take
hey,
the
Andy,
boat.
Welcome to my world. That's all I got to say.
Mason in Ireland continues now.
All right, so Jennifer Aniston did an interview yesterday, and she said, and I think this is an interesting question. She says that there's never going to be such a thing as movie stars anymore, that the idea of a movie star is dead. And that now it's a bunch of dip blanks, and she used that term, dip blanks on TikTok that are famous. You know, it's funny, when we get ready for the show every day, I go to famousbirthdays.com or whatever the hell it is and see, well, you guys know, see whoever's birthday it happens to be.
Well, no, Lindsay
take it away,
prepares
Mace.
Lindsay oh, okay. prepares a sheet for us.
So now it's all TikTok kids at the top. It's like the most famous people are the TikTok kids. Do you agree with Jennifer Aniston? Is there such a thing as a movie star anymore?
I think she's correct. The idea of a movie star is fading. Because, like, 20, 30 years ago, you know, or back to, like, the golden age of Hollywood, whatever.
Yep.
Movie stars, they were more mysterious in a lot of ways.
Yep.
You know, you only saw them at certain times. They weren't necessarily attached to properties the way a lot of movie stars are now. Like, it feels like most movie stars are really just an extension of Marvel or of DC or some type of IP, you know, as opposed to, like, the Paul Newmans or the Robert Redfords or the De Niros, the Meryl Streeps, all that sort of stuff. Like, it's very difficult to think of a movie star that's under, like, 55 that is not automatically attached to some type of IP. It's basically like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Although, in fairness, Tom Cruise is a big-time, big movie star.
But DiCaprio. Yes. But he is... But Cruise, though, established himself back at a time where you could establish yourself as a movie star.
Totally disagree with all this, by the way.
Why?
Oh, look, okay. There's so many movie stars that are under 30 that are still going to be. Timothée Chalamet, do you think he's a big he's a movie star?
No.
Do you think
that wimpy little kid could walk right through here? Nobody even know who he was.
Do you think Margot Robbie is a superstar?
Margot Robbie, I will.
Margot
Robbie could walk through here and we'd
Zendaya,
all know who she was.
You think Zendaya or Tom Holland are
Zendaya
movie stars?
Zendaya is best known for a TV property.
Zendaya. It's not Zendaya.
Right. Zendaya.
But she's best known, though, for a TV thing.
TV, but she's a movie star now.
But she's TV.
Tom Holland is a movie star.
Yeah, Tom Holland.
They're in their 20s.
But he's a Marvel guy.
You're proving my point.
What is
Jennifer
Tom
Lawrence
Holland?
isn't a Marvel.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Florence Pugh is a big time movie star. She's 26.
She's not a big.
She's
Florence
getting
Pugh could walk
star.
Right through.
No,
her.
Yes,
nobody
you would absolutely. You would absolutely.
Nobody would know. Anybody know Florence Pugh? No. See, they said no.
Like, Florence Pugh
Brie
cannot
Larson's
automatically
young,
like, open a movie.
Brie Larson, come on.
I'm just looking at all the different names.
Brie Larson's a Marvel girl. You're proving my
point. Yeah,
she's partly in Marvel. But it's, like, it's
she's
just
also great on TikTok, by the way. I follow
But
here's the other thing, too.
I just think these people are still in their 20s, so they're going to start growing, and you're going to start seeing more of
them.
I don't think just because it's there are TikTok stars, but there are other actual actors that are superstars.
An actor is different from a movie star.
But
you're naming actors.
But they're movie stars. Tom Holland is a movie star.
Attached to a Marvel
property. Well, he is attached to that, but he's a movie star.
He exists because of Spider-Man.
Well, sure.
Otherwise,
like,
you would know who Tom Holland was somehow. So it's superhero stuff. If you're a superhero,
but that's a movie.
It is a movie, but it's not like old time movie stars.
There's a difference, though. Like they don't.
We're not in westerns anymore. Like, I don't know what.
There's a difference, though. The actors used to feel like personalities into themselves. Like, they were a persona in a lot of ways too. There was more mystery about them. Like, they felt like they were existing on this other plane. Now, so many of them. You know everything about them because they're on social media. Like, there doesn't feel like there's any type of, like, wall of separation.
You sound like old man, get off my lawn.
Back in my day. Yeah, no. You can't run it that way.
No, I'm answering the question. I'm not complaining. I'm answering the question.
Now, here's what I will say. She went on in this little interview she did with something called The Lure Magazine, and she says, you know, we don't even like going to the award shows anymore. And I'm like, oh, you know, award shows are filled with a bunch of D-bags anyway. Nobody wants to watch a bunch of celebrities give themselves awards. It's like,
I mean,
yeah,
we did an award show that we did that. We did that for 4 hours.
You're right. I totally forgot that.
And we just signed a new deal to do three of them.
No, but there's a difference between us and a bunch of really famous people in really ridiculously expensive dresses celebrating themselves and giving themselves awards. They're giving themselves serious awards. Our awards are fun and jokey.
I won Biggest Diva.
I mean, that's the award. Biggest Diva, and what else did I win?
Host of the Year, right?
I've got it right on a
that was Cappy.
On a platform
Show of the Year,
that spins,
yeah, Cappy did.
Lights on it.
Do you really?
Oh, I cherish that, Mandy.
I haven't been to your house since you won those, but I know you always have your other awards.
I have my other awards.
Are they still up there?
What's still there? Miller Awards, yes. Three of them. Three Bob Miller Awards for best sports talk show host. All right, coming up next for you, Bobcat Bergman, you got some stuff today?
I do have stuff.
We will do it coming up next. We are live from Bastards Canteen in downtown Downey. Come on out here. It all gets cranked up 3 o'clock, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Around 2:42 p.m. in the Southland. Around this time, we do Bobcat, and we usually play a produced rejoin, even on live imaging days, because Amanda and I usually aren't in the same room because it's a team effort every day.
But now we can do it live.
So we play Ear of the Cat.
Yes.
For corporate Greg. By the way, what's your Twitter handle?
@BergmanGreg.
@BergmanGreg. Yes. He got hacked a while ago.
The Instagram is @corporate_Greg.
Oh, you're making it easy for people. So different handles on each thing.
We talked. He didn't want to switch. Yeah, it.
I don't want to switch my Twitter.
Doesn't listen. Just buy a blue check mark.
It should be the same.
But the highlight of this rejoin, this open that we play every day, is when our boss, the great Amanda Brown, says, "Corporate Greg."
Corporate Greg.
So now she's here to do it live.
Corporate Greg.
Nice.
Take it away, Corporate Greg.
That's why she's the boss.
Thank you very much, Chris and Amanda. All right, so Wally Szczerbiak, remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
He was around for a little while. Is coming out and saying that Ben Simmons is afraid to play and is the most overrated NBA player in the game, and it's not close. Do you agree with him? And if not, who is?
Well, first of all, who is overrating Ben Simmons? I mean, I view the guy as a total bust who's afraid to shoot, and he is. He's afraid to get on the floor. I don't think he's a star. I don't think he's a guy that you build a team around.
He was billed as one.
Right, but in terms of being overrated, I think we all know what Ben Simmons is now. Ben Simmons is a guy who can't shoot, has had a number of years to figure out, and hasn't done it. What do you think, Andy?
It's been a long time since anybody respected Ben Simmons, like as a basketball player. I mean, actually, in certain respects, I think as an athlete, I mean, he's had a lot of conflicts with teammates.
Yep.
And reports of frustration with him in Brooklyn right now in terms of just trying to get consistency out of him, trying to get him on the court. So I agree with Mace. He's not overrated at all.
We know
he's
who he is.
Kind of, yeah, who he is. He's just rated.
We know who he is. He's just, yeah, you guys, who used to do the bit? Overrated.
That was Sedano. It was Sedano and LZ, actually. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Okay, I would say he is properly rated. Properly rated.
That was a great bit. It got killed very quickly.
That was in the corporate Greg era of that show.
Oh, yeah. Was that your idea? Well.
No, it was all Sedano's idea.
Oh!
Now you're going to get them all fired
now,
up.
Good. I want them fired up.
The bus.
Sedano fired up is good.
Squeezing the steering wheel on the way to Downey now.
That son of a...
Gripping. Yeah.
Bobcat. Tom Holland has been a great Spider-Man. We were just talking about Tom Holland.
Yep.
And after three movies, it has been rumored that he may want out and not be Spider-Man anymore. Well, he reportedly has signed on for 6 more movies, including a whole nother trilogy included in that.
Oh, so 6 more Spider-Man movies?
6 more Spider-Man. No, one more trilogy of 3 movies.
Okay.
Plus 3 other movies to be involved as well. So like Avengers, things, whatever it happens to be. Is this a good move for Holland's career?
You know, it's hard to say. It's a bad move. I mean, the Spider-Man No Way Home did $1 billion worldwide and sort of made him a household name. I think that there is something to be said, though, and Andy brought this up earlier in our conversation about movie stars. You're not the star. The movie is the star. You're not the star. Spider-Man is the star. It's not really Tom Holland. Tom Holland is successful because he's in that vehicle. I can't knock the guy for signing up. He's a great Spider-Man. I would argue the best Spider-Man. And I thought No Way Home was the second best Spider-Man movie after Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse,
sure,
which I think is the best one. But, you can't knock the kid for signing up.
This is what being an actor in Hollywood is right now. You attach yourself to one of these type of properties. Like if he wants to do smaller movies or whatever, being attached to this Marvel property, being Spider-Man, that's what's going to give him the opportunity to do it. I don't even think you can get typecast anymore. You look to end up in one of these Capes movies.
Yeah, this is what you want. There are certain people who've said no. Like, I think
DiCaprio.
DiCaprio says no to all the superhero stuff.
Leonard DiCaprio.
I don't think Keanu Reeves has signed up for any Marvel
stuff.
No, but
he's been
I think he's coming in.
Oh, he is coming in?
I think Keanu Reeves did sign up for one, yeah.
Yeah, he's got I saw the trailer for John Wick 4, which is fantastic.
Yeah. I've never seen one John Wick.
Oh, John Wick is great.
John Wick is the best.
It's supposed to be great. I just never have watched it.
So the first scene of the last one, this is not a spoiler at this point, he fights Boban, okay?
Yeah.
And it's in a library. And he kills him with a library book. He takes the book and just shoves it right through his head. And that's how Boban goes out.
That's how he goes down.
Boban
is a great villain.
Oh, great villain.
Fun. Yeah.
But he dies in the first scene.
Well, near the beginning, yeah. He's a great villain for a couple minutes.
I mean, they're not building a franchise around Boban.
Boban's not getting his own series, but... Yeah, no, it's great. But you should watch the John Wick movies.
I will.
You told me that they're thinking about making Mrs. Wick movies.
I think that was Andy.
I read that there is going to be a female, I guess, universe, like a John Wick universe with a female lead that apparently Keanu, as John Wick, will be making an appearance in.
So is it his mom?
They did not.
Because that would be the twist, right?
Sister.
Mrs. Wick would be awesome.
Is he married in it?
Well, no, that's a big problem.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
Why is that a big problem? I don't know. All right.
It sets off the whole thing.
I have to watch.
Why is being married a problem?
I have questions. I need answers.
I told you, it's Joan Wick. It's perfect.
John Wick's sister is Joan Wick.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
I mean, this could be like a separate podcast for you, Mace.
Oh, another podcast.
Like do the podcast.
Yeah, good idea.
Culture Pop 2.
Culture Pop podcast. Available on Apple and Spotify. Check it out.
Very good.
Like Locked On Lakers.
What you got?
Okay, I'm going to try here. So, it's Sesame Street Day. If you guys could be any Sesame Street character, who would you be?
I would be...
Yeah, Oscar the Grouch.
You think I would be Oscar the Grouch? I'd be Elmo.
I mean, Amanda, you should have said that on mic. That would have been hilarious.
I'd be Elmo. He's cute and funny and everybody loves him and that's who I would be.
He doesn't like rocks.
Do they really, though? Does everybody really love Elmo?
Yeah, everybody loves Elmo.
I feel like Elmo's moment has passed.
He's got that little voice, a little squeaky voice.
I think for a while everyone loved Elmo, and then everyone got sick of Elmo. I don't think Elmo is as beloved as he used to be.
That kind of sounds right.
Yeah. I guess Elmo jumped the shark.
Elmo jumped the shark.
Legacy contracts.
Elmo's still around.
Yes. Well, he's a lifer with Sesame Street.
There we go.
Yeah.
Like the count.
What about you, Bert? Sesame Street character.
Like Snuffleupagus or something like that.
Oh, Snuffleupagus is a great one.
Yeah, it's a good
one. Yeah. Just kind of lumbers around.
Yeah, exactly.
Snuffleupagus.
I think it's a good one.
What about you, Andy?
Snuffleupagus feels like you in 5 years when this job has just totally defeated you.
5 years. We're there now.
Hey, Mace. Hey, Ireland.
Love Snuffleupagus.
Anybody but Bert.
Why are you trying to bobcat through it? We're still answering the question, Jorge.
Yeah, stop playing bobcat. Morales, which Sesame Street character would you
be? I like the count.
Oh, the count is great.
He's just doing the same bit over and over again. That's what I do.
One, two, three.
And he's been milking it for decades.
He's been working that bit for... You love a good bit.
I do.
Yeah.
And he's stylish.
Boss Amanda? No, Boss Amanda's
nothing. You don't know Sesame Street?
Big Bird.
Big Bird.
Big Bird. You are the Big Bird here. Yeah, that's a good call.
The boss. Yeah.
And I'm not Oscar the Grouch. I am not Oscar the Grouch.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one? That's the one in the trash can, right?
Yes. That is not me. Despite the fact.
He says sometimes.
Juan calls you Pigpen.
My nickname at home is Pigpen.
I mean, Oscar eats all of his meals.
He does.
He does.
The trash can is the bed.
Yeah. Now play Bobcat.
Bobcat.
There you go.
All right, so Tom Brady said recently that he almost retired at the age of 27 due to elbow pain. So let's kind of work through this a little bit. What would the alternate universe of no Tom Brady after the year 2004, his age 27 season, kind of look like?
Wow.
Yeah,
it's a little bit like, you know, how Jordan blocked a lot of guys from winning
like Karl Malone,
NBA titles.
And, John Stockton.
Look who pivoted to the NBA.
Oh, you get it.
How many Super Bowls is that? Do you know since he was 27? There have been three since he was 27?
See, right around there.
Opens the door for a lot of guys to have won more Super. You would think that guys like Peyton Manning and Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers might have won multiple Super Bowls had it not been for Tom Brady. The Rams might have won the 2018 Super Bowl were it not for Tom Brady. So, yeah, in a sliding doors universe, a universe without Tom Brady after the age of 27 would open the door for a lot of people.
And if they did win that, Jared Goff is still the quarterback.
If they had won that game in 2018, Jared Goff would still be the starting quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams.
I also think, too, just about, like, he raised this standard for how long you can play in the game or how long people think you can play in the game. Like, Russell Wilson may not have his contract if you don't see Tom Brady doing his thing in his mid-40s, because Wilson is starting to show that decline, but you always think, well, you know, different setting. Look at Tom Brady.
Yes. And Tom Brady is one of one.
Right. And okay, not to pivot this back to the Lakers.
Oh, here we
but
go.
LeBron has talked about how Tom Brady has motivated him in terms of how long he can do this. Like, he has perhaps created a lot of delusions in terms of athletes because, like you said, he's one of one.
Yeah, what's Aaron Rodgers? 38, I think. Now, people think, oh, well, on the Brady scale, that's pretty young. But Brady is an exception to every rule.
38 used to be, like, ancient. You were a dinosaur.
You used to say, I would never want a 38-year-old quarterback. Right. What's that for? 36, I think.
Right.
Right? I mean, quarterbacks are not all going to play until they're 46 years old.
The Rams gave up a fair amount to get Stafford without concerns of him being at a certain age. Why? Because you watch Tom Brady do what he does.
Right. Right.
Bobcat. I saw a story floating around about an 18-foot python eating an alligator whole.
Ooh.
Of course it was in Florida because, you know, Florida.
Yep.
But this makes me think, what is the biggest meal you have ever eaten in bed?
Biggest meal I've
you
ever
You said you had like a
eaten.
Porterhouse, right?
He did have a porterhouse
I did
in
have
bed.
A porterhouse in bed. Yeah. Not the biggest meal.
Really?
Biggest meal.
Doesn't have to be in bed, by the way.
Would have been McDonald's.
Oh, that's the usual McDonald's?
The Mason order? Special.
Yeah.
Which is two Big Macs, a 20-piece chicken McNuggets.
Oh, my God.
Two large fries.
Jeez.
Apple pie and a caramel sundae to dunk the apple pie in. By the way, try
wow.
that. Dunk the apple. I'm telling you, that's a meal right there. That's
wow.
a meal.
How did you get through all of that? What did you weigh?
When I came back from New York, I weighed 240.
240?
Yeah, I weighed 240 when I came back from New York. I went to David Singer's wedding, and I was in the wedding, and I was like a sausage stuffed into that tuxedo. I mean, it was bulging out all over the place. So,
240?
Yeah, but I used to be able to put it away. Now, you set French fries in front of me. How many French fries have I eaten so far?
Zero.
None.
Zero.
None, because I'm a new man.
Nice job.
Thank you, Cody. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
All right, Andy, what's your biggest meal?
A friend of mine and I once, after a long night at a bar, we stopped at this pizza place, and they have this offer of this pizza that's like the size of one of those tabletops over there. Like, it's like two or three extra larges put together that if you can eat the whole pizza in one sitting, you win like $150. But if you can't do it, you have to pay for this pizza, which is also about $150.
Right.
And, you know, we decided to do this spur of the moment. I think we had actually eaten before that, but we were drunk. I got maybe a third of the way into this pizza, and, like, I was hallucinating from overeating so much. Like, I basically saw, like, God's face in front of me.
Right, like, right.
It was insane.
See, when I drove across the country, there's a place in Amarillo. You ever been through Amarillo? There's a steakhouse. And the steakhouse says, if you can eat this steak, right. you don't have to pay for it.
Well, you can't eat it.
And I'll be damned if I didn't try.
Yeah.
Tried for that.
How big
free
was
steak.
It?
Could not do it.
How
oh,
big
it was, I mean, honestly, it was like a great big cowboy. Like, there was no way. Great big porterhouse. No way.
When my friend and I were trying to eat this pizza, as we were coming in, there were a bunch of cops in the pizza place. And we're like, whoa, what's going on? It turns out some kids tried to do this, and they got caught pushing all these pizza slices underneath their seat because they represented that they ate this thing and they didn't have the money to pay for the pizza. So the cops got called in because they were trying to cheat in this pizza eating contest.
Oh, Morales, you have a big meal that you've
Come
ever...
Come on. Yeah, this has just set me up.
Come on,
no, it's not saying, I've done everybody.
Some things. I've done some things.
Yeah?
I
was like a sausage. Tell us.
I was going to say, just
Reveal.
Look at him.
Yeah. Reveal. Are you intermittent fasting again?
Yeah.
Are you eating bacon and intermittent fasting?
We're actually doing the Factor Plus meals that producer Lindsay got me for my birthday.
Oh, is that right?
They're great.
Well, they're like balanced meals.
Yeah, keto meals.
And then do you get other stuff to go along with it?
Really? No, that really covers
Really?
It. Yeah. Wow. You're only eating 6 hours a day.
Yeah, is it working for you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Energy-wise, it feels great.
Yeah, I don't believe in intermittent fasting. I think it's just a big bogus.
Well, Sedano, he does it.
And he does
it. During the pandemic, look at him. He's a beautiful man.
DeMarco did it, too, and lost a lot.
Did DeMarco do it? Well, maybe it works. I don't know.
Do you have a big meal, Amanda?
Mine was probably eating a whole medium pizza.
That's it?
Yeah.
Look at her.
I mean, yeah.
Look at her.
I'm a thin human.
You haven't had a... You don't eat big meals. And I was like a sausage.
You eat like a normal person.
I do eat like a normal person.
Yeah.
But I do love pizza and sometimes...
Pizza's so good.
It just keeps going.
Jorge, do you have a big meal, Jorge?
Yeah, for a Super Bowl, once I had a large pizza, 12 wings, and a milkshake.
That's nothing.
Nice.
Come on, that's nothing.
There you go, Jorge.
Yeah, Morales is like, I do that every Thursday. It's fine.
Hold my beer.
Jorge is also thin. So
have you eaten yet today?
No.
So you're fasting?
Well, no, I don't.
So, did you eat last night?
I had a Starbucks breakfast sandwich on my way in.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, so I ate something, okay. But I'm not. I can't eat during the show because I've got to stay this. You know.
Oh,
you
yeah.
eat and you yes, get yes. that. Oh, I yeah. want to be this.
I have an update on Starbucks, by the way, in the next segment.
Okay, update on Starbucks coming up for you. Hey, we are live, and I guess it's we're officially throwing the gates open now. The gates are open.
Three minutes.
This is the 247th Marine Corps Birthday and Veterans Day Bash. We are in downtown Downey. The hour's 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., so come on over. It's in association with Save the Brave, proudly presenting the birthday celebration and Veterans Day Bash. They had live music performances on the main stage all night, 21-plus beer garden, Bastards Barbecue Pit, and Craft Cocktail Bar, serving up all your Bastards favorites. Come on out here. Help to honor our veterans and honor the 247th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mason in Ireland, 7 10 ESPN. And I was like a sausage.